work is over on earth if we don't live until His coming? We cannot die. We're only asleep. He proved it here.
He'll prove it again.
Though the skin worms destroy this body, yet I'll wake in His likeness. He proves all of His words. All of His words. Just think of it. All of His words. And you were His word. He was the word. And you were part of His word. And that's the reason you're sent here, to confirm your place in life. I don't think you got that. He is the word. Now you get it. He was in the feet in Luther, in the thighs in Wesley, in the shoulders in Pentecost. See what I mean? He is the head. You have a part that joins that together, this hour that we're living now. Not the feet part, not the thigh part, not the shoulder part, but the neck part. Is that right? That joins to the head. That's the part of the body. Those that are asleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Is that right? See, you become a part of that Word. You become a part of Him. And you take His name to recognize it. You're placed in there, baptized into His name, into His body, but one Spirit, all baptized in one body, into here. Just exactly like the same position. He never changes His way. How many believe the early churches in Him? Let's see. How many believe them? How were they baptized?
Amen.
All right. See, He's unchangeable God. We prove that. We could stay here till midnight tonight proving that, and still on and on and on. See? Unchangeable. See, you are in Him and a part of Him because you were part of the thinking of Him before the foundation of the world. He called you.